Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
That's what the fuck is up. That's what's up, y'all. It's your boy, Emax the Image, man. I want to say hello. Who gives a fuck? Since I can't put fuck in the damn definition in the description of the show, I use UFK, which y'all understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? All right. 646-478-0944. We are really like watching the Cavs, you know, whoop some ass and shit. They having fun. They having fun playing this game. And it's right. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of y'all watched that presidential State of the Union address / party debacle for the Republicans and the, you know, Democrats. You know, they really like putting it in your face, you know what I'm saying? Because how many motherfucking presidents have you heard of or have you seen even give the Democrats and a Republican or either or give the other the fucking time of day to have a convention where everybody, you know, you didn't hear no boos in that motherfucker either. Everybody was, yeah, the president, yeah. Fuck us up with that. But at this point, with all the shit that's going on, man, you know, a lot of people give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers are speaking out. You're starting to see more and more videos of police brutality and, you know, crazy acts. And now you got all these motherfuckers going against the president, putting up all of these speeches. And this one up there now, they got 22 times which motherfucker said he wouldn't do shit and he did it. I do not have the power. I cannot do this because the government and our constitution restricts me. I cannot do this shit alone. 22 times. And he did the shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? So what y'all need to pay attention to now is the way they acting on this motherfucking New World Order shit. Okay? New World Order shit. They already said they little mission is complete. And now everything's supposed to just fall in place because motherfuckers over here ain't doing what the motherfuckers over there is doing. Them motherfuckers over there is tearing down buildings and not the store. They ain't tearing up the car wash. They tearing up the motherfucking government buildings that's holding all this motherfucking information and that's holding all these people, you know what I'm saying, responsible for their actions and the decisions that they make on how it affects, you know, the people of the land, you know, and the motherfuckers like in Iceland, they ain't having it. You know, y'all need to check that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to check what the fuck is going on in Iceland out. You wouldn't believe, you know, you would think it's just Helga or Inga. But yeah, them motherfuckers got problems up there. And they fighting back. Now, one thing we don't need is no motherfucking wars, because everybody be talking about war this, war that, but ain't that how the motherfuckers won everything, so-called the word won everything over here? Well, they wouldn't just hand it over. Hand over liberty. Hand over justice. That's why you got to go to court, because you beat the shit out of somebody that's trying to beat the shit out of you. You get arrested, you got to prove your case in court. Why you beat him up? Because he was swinging on me. For what? I have no idea. He's walking with a group of stupid motherfuckers, and he just decided to pick me out of the crowd, try to punch me. And I punched him about 12 times. And it broke his jaw. Hell, and I took off running. I just, you know, stopped to see. All I saw was him fall down. So I took off. Because I knew he had a crowd of niggas with him. So you got to prove yourself. You got to go to court. It's a contest. Who got the slickest words? Who got the best lawyer? Who paid for a lawyer? All right? So y'all know what that shit is, man. We living in this what they call New World Order. We either going to get down with it or we going to try to fight back against it because basically, and even in this new plan for the next couple of years that Obama outlined, you know what I'm saying, it basically said that in so many words that there's some shit going on that he don't know about, but within the next 2 years, they going to guarantee to find out. And I know what the fuck they talking about. They talking about the gas prices, for one. You know what I'm saying? How long has it been that you was able to fill up your big-ass V8 for $50? All right? I take advantage of it. Every time I get enough money to put that motherfucker past halfway, I take it. 179, 189, 159, 169, 199. We'll take it. That 205, 219, 329. You know, y'all got to catch up. I went past the gas station once. That motherfucker was still 269. And I just said, damn, I know he don't sell no gas. Be damned if I didn't watch the news and that motherfucker was on the news. Because, you know, in the morning they tell you where all the cheap gas is. So this motherfucker was on the news, and the lady asked him, why your motherfucking gas so high? He was like, it just so happened we filled up when the gas prices was at $2.69. And he said, we'll lose money if we sell it for anything else. He was like, you might just have to chalk that one to the game, homie. Because there's old gas sitting in the ground now, you got to get rid of it. You might have to lose a few. You know what I'm saying? What's fucked up about it is the only thing outside of gas that they sell is maybe some air, a few bags of chips, and a cold pop. They say you a map. You know what I mean? It's one of them little gas stations, man. It's actually a mechanic shop. They just have to happen to have a few pumps out there. So, but y'all keep on adding them twos and fews to your tank. Keep that shit where you want it to be. And you can ride dirty. Your car can be dirty as fuck, and you got a tank full of gas. You don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You can get out with your flip flops on in the snow and let that bitch run. All that shit work at the gas prices right now. And it's snowing. You see, if I know our country like I know our country, income tax checks is going to be coming out soon. If the motherfuckers ain't already got loan accessible, you know, early loans and all of that shit, you know. So, but you just wait good until tax season. The motherfuckers going to go back up. Because everybody going to have some money. When I say everybody, namely the poor people. When I say the poor people, that's us. And those white folks that still wear a shirt and tie to work, but they can't afford not to file their taxes. You know what I mean? Personally, I wish we could wait till like May or June. You know what I'm saying? You don't get your W-2s till like, you know, June. You know, Juneteenth. Juneteenth is when the W-2s come out. Ooh, so by July, everybody had new grills. I was thinking about putting me some gold in the bottom of my mouth, but I don't know yet. I'm thinking about it. Tattoo gold. What the fuck they think? What you trying to do, nigga? Be young, easy. No, just some shit I always wanted to do, man. But I ain't finna do it, you know, try to get in no videos and that. I'm doing this shit because I always wanted to do it. So, But yeah, man, you know, we gotta watch out for what's going on in our city. Now, I saw some shit that go down in my city, and I'm not sure. Well, I know what the purpose was, what the intention was, but I don't think it was smart. All right. I'm not sure if it was Al that had his back turned to the camera, but I'm asking. But I understand sometimes we, you know, we get involved in things, and some of those things may be a little bit too much. Well, I have yet to see the purpose of standing in the middle of the street further hindering traffic in a busy intersection, okay? They got a flashing light. Now, I love y'all, brothers. I love y'all deaf, but it ain't. It is the city's fault that the shit is like that, okay? It's the city's fault because it surprised me. I was out there last weekend and that motherfucker was flashing. So we got to figure out what to do with that flashing red light. 646-478-0944. This is your boy E-Max. We're going to play this song right quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for us.
Yeah, I was watching Roots today.
They ain't ready for
me. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and all.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mirror, of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the great goose. Nothing in the booth, live a room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change.
When I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers go and lie on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Yeah, 646-478-0944. That's the number to call, man. Now Empire is on and shit. Ain't that a bitch? You know what I'm saying? And then you turn me on to some shit. You know, I don't really watch TV that much. But I like this little program so far. It's kind of deep, you know. But tonight is just one of those nights, man, where I just feel like ranting, you know what I'm saying? I don't really got nothing to complain about and shit. I'm alive, I'm healthy, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, for all y'all motherfuckers out there, y'all know it's income tax time, man. Don't rush, you know what I mean? Don't rush. If you rush now, oh, shit, and spend all your motherfucking money up thinking. Then when it get warm out here, you ain't going to have no loot. And you're going to be like, damn, I blew that $2,000 on them shoes and that watch. Buy your tires now. That way they'll still look good when you shine them up in the summer. All right? Straight up. Now, y'all don't understand what I'm faced with right now. What? I'm gonna eat this motherfucking hot dog. Let me tell y'all the truth about some shit. In about 4 minutes and 19 seconds. I'll be right back.
Took me back at first.
Okay, so I took, you know, 12 minutes and 20-some seconds. I'm still eating, all right? But I want y'all to know something. Don't think these motherfuckers ain't going to do what they want to do. All this slick-ass shit they talking don't even make no difference, okay? Just focus on getting your shit together, man. And try to make sure you got something to eat and your children. And pay attention to what the fuck these motherfuckers say. We can't do it by ourselves. We need your help. You know, global. They use words like global. You know what I'm saying? And multinational and all that bullshit. Y'all got to pay attention to that shit, man. Y'all just going to fall for the same dumb shit we've been falling for years. Did you know that George Bush is wanted man? Message from Y'all weren't supposed to hear that. Straight up, though. George Bush is wanted man in, like, 17 countries overseas, man, for crimes against humanity and fucked up deals, backdoor deals, and backing out of shit that he didn't set up for all these different motherfuckers. And they want their motherfucking money. So they want that ass. Now, I don't think on this one, they're going to let George Bush pass. You know what I'm saying? Now, them motherfucking foreigners, they'll blow their own selves up to get their shit across. And don't you think the motherfuckers got some shit they won't get off their chest when they see that damn that boy George Bush? Bet you they do. Well, right now in this country, man, everything is going to shit. They keep saying everything is good. America's economy is growing and all of this and all of that. But, you know, the part that we see is growing is the dollar stores popping up every motherfucking where. I mean, excuse me, we got dollar stores popping up every motherfucking where. And all of a sudden, Radio Shack have a motherfucking 50% off sales. I went to one of them. It was having a 60% off sale. So who buying them motherfuckers? Sears? Or Kmart? Because, you know, Kmart bought Sears, or was it Sears that bought Kmart? One or the other. Oh, yeah. Well, because you could get Craftsman shit at Kmart now. And you can get Kmart shit at Sears. So, yeah, it's pretty much swap deal. So, y'all be watching out for some cheap shit. You know what I mean? So, that's pretty much, man. I ain't really trying to spit no motherfucking news, man. We got a lot of shit going on this Saturday night over here at the spot. You know, OPN, People's Community Center, you know, 15453 Euclid Avenue. They're going to have this huge cipher battle, whatever you want to call it, man. You know what I'm saying? This weekend coming up. So I would think that for people who like to get into those types of things, man, to definitely, yeah. Okay. Definitely want to get y'all into a position where we going to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get on out there. It's going to start at 6, they said. Get out there and, you know what I'm saying, get yourself into a position where you'll be comfortable, because I'm going to be comfortable, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why, man. I always seem to be behind the motherfucking scenes, you know what I'm saying? I can't never seem to get my motherfucking fat ass somewhere where, you know what I'm saying, everything's sounding good and all this and all of that. But I'm where I can see all the performers' faces. You know what I'm saying? Because I do like to see all the performers' faces when they're performing. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I like to do more than just be a sound engineer in so many words, okay? But I like to do videos and shit of that nature, too. I'm just getting started, y'all, so don't even start tripping, because guess what? It's growing into something that we're going to have fun doing, all right? It's a time-consuming process, and it is, but I love what the fuck I do, and I'm learning so much new shit, it's hard to focus on once I'm going to do everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to send a happy birthday shout-out to my eldest child, Siobhan Robinson. That's right. You know what I'm saying? She here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say what's up to her. Send a shout-out to all the kids and everybody. But y'all know what's up. We out here in Cleveland, Ohio, with this mixed-up weather. One day it's warm. Next day it's freezing. And then it go up a little bit and it snow like a motherfucker. Now it's getting cold again. Shit turned to ice. So we got to be careful out there on them mean-ass streets, because if you don't, I know some motherfuckers that will make sure that your ass take it easy out there on them mean-ass streets. This your boy, E-Max. You know what I mean? And we're going to talk about some different shit. And I have to just take a pause, man. We ain't really going to do too much talking, but we're going to talk and chop it up a little bit. I'm going to spit some other shit for y'all head. I'm going to play this song, man. I love this song, man, okay? It's one of the songs that I don't know. Maybe I'll sing it. Maybe I won't. You know? I'm going to sing How. It's called Time's Up. And I know y'all heard it before, but I want to play it right now. Good Talk Radio.
Yeah. Imagine. And I'm in the mood. So check it out. Gonna be, are you gonna keep running passes to me? Let me know, I need
could just and walk out of that door. Cause I don't wanna stay if it ain't gonna lead to more. No.
We don't play in the normal way. The things we do are extra cool. Can't nobody say.
And unwind. Cause if I had to go, I would never place to reside my flow. Hopefully I'll say something that will help you decide my way. But whatever it is, I'm just ready to get in, baby.
Cause we don't play in the normal way. The things we do, oh, are extra cool. Can't nobody say. I told them something about the truth. The truth is I don't know. Cause we don't even go there, baby.
Love me, I can lead you by me.
Shows just get better and better, y'all. Hood Talk Radio, 646-478-0944. This is your boy, E. Master Image, man, straight out of Cleveland, Ohio, bringing you some shit that you just might not get. Who gives a fuck? Right? Who gives a fuck? See, I say that because, you know, the politicians, you know, when they talk about us or they talk to each other, they talk about us as the people. You know what I'm saying? They say we have to make sure that the people have what they need, you know what I'm saying, to live a good life. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, we can't keep running motherfuckers down to the ground and expect to stay rich. We got to make them motherfuckers feel like they're comfortable and that they happy in order for us to be comfortable and happy. If you want to continue to live like you're living, you better let go a little bit of that shit so that them motherfuckers can have something while we keep everything else. Man, you got to listen to what they're saying. You know what I mean? That's just a summation of what I got based on what I heard. Because the truth of the matter is, it's all some bullshit if you ask me. It's all bullshit. We had opportunities to do some things with our lives, man, and I swear you cannot be afraid to do it. If you want to start you a business and shit, and you ain't never been to school, but you're good at something, You can go online and find out what permits you need in order to set up your shop. Save you a little bit of money, because apparently you got to have a little job doing something. But save your money up, and then therefore, by doing that, you can have a little startup money. You might even save up enough money to get you a location. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, just having an idea is better than just not doing nothing with whatever it is you want to do. You know, I got an idea, and I'm jumping out there for it. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a life-changing thing, but at this point in my life, you know, I feel like I know just enough where not being afraid to do it, it'll be okay. I just got to find that perfect spot for what my vision is. You know what I'm saying? And it'll work out just fine, y'all. That's just how life is. If you find a seed and you plant it, it will grow. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be afraid to take a chance every now and then. That's just the way things are now. You know, especially when those people with the big money that you want, when they see that you ain't afraid to take a risk, then ain't nobody going to be afraid to take a risk on you. So if you got an idea that you know or you believe is going to work, go ahead and jump out there and let your idea work for you instead of you working for your idea. That's the main thing, man. You know? I don't know why people keep saying, you know, say all money ain't good money. You know what I'm saying? I know what they're talking about, but you can't spend bad money. That's what we say. You know, we say you ain't got to get every dollar. You know what I'm saying? Because believe it or not, the more you get, the more somebody know you got. So let's just, you know, chill out, be cool, and have a nice little session, right? So we're going to get back into a little bit of music, man. Just some instrumental shit. Keep your head straight up, you know what I mean? And it's cool, you know, like it's called Virgin, right here, Hood Talk Radio. Be right back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy, man, and I'm here, and I'm just talking shit. But you know what to do. We all up in here, and everything is cool. We just trying to figure out some more techie shit. You know what I'm saying? Watching this Empire shit, and I'm telling you, man, this motherfucking little series, man, it's pretty good. You know, I don't understand the one son gay, the one son bipolar, and the other one is, I don't know, the thug. Okay. That's a hell of a motherfucking combination, but of course, you know, the flip side of the coin is everybody else's millionaire lives and shit is on point. I guess that's all they're saying. But y'all know how it go. We in this country, all right? So just to keep that shit moving, we're going to keep it moving. And here's some more words of wisdom for you. Nova the Rebel.
What should I do? Maybe I should say, F my rent and go buy some 28-inch rims or something. I mean, what should I do? Maybe I should make a bunch of raps lying about things that I actually don't have. I mean, tell me, what should I do? Maybe I should stop rapping and sell bootleg Jordans. I mean, what should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Tell me, what should I do? Hey, what should I do, huh? Hey, what should I do, huh? Yeah, I am, hey, Nova the Rebel. Maybe I should show you how to do this, cause you niggas look clueless. With this right here, I'm ruthless. Don't believe me, watch me prove it. I stay away from rats, I have my share of sour cooches. If she don't clean it, my nigga, she useless. Hey, what should I do? Maybe I should tell these DJs quit sleeping on this itch that I've been bringing. Don't know what these niggas thinking. Oh, you got an ear for music? Well, here's your chance to use it. Real DJs love the music, but them other ones are stupid. Sometimes I rhyme like I'm pissed. Sometimes I rhyme just like this. You heard that itch that I kick? Some people never like shit. Step on the beat with my king. Don't you try to get hyped, bitch. Only way you come close to mine is trying to rhyme just like
this. What should I do?
Maybe I should say bump rap. Get dumb and go pump crack. Get jumped by some bum cats. Come back with that one gas. Get locked up for some crap. Behind bars with some fat. Nigga, that little butt crack. What should I do? Maybe I should go pop and sing about gumdrops. I'm dancing in the rain in my tank top. Look in the camera all sexy saying, damn it, I'm hot. But in reality, that's just not. Hey, what should I do? Maybe I should disappear. Only to reappear with a fake chain and knock off gear. Like, man, these the new Jordans. Niggas like, yeah. They laugh every time I look over there. But hey, what should I do? Maybe I should murder every beat I get on. I hit them chicks you hit on. I say when and they say it's on. This beat right here is my toilet. Just needed something to shit on. Now let me wipe good and then I'll get gone. That's what I'll do. I mean, really, what should I do? I mean, just stop killing beats. You niggas tell me, what should I do? I mean, should I sell out? Should I sell my soul for some bullshit? I mean, really, maybe I should take these Tims off and put on some tap shoes. I mean, really, nigga, what should I do? I tell you what I'ma do. I'ma keep killing this shit. Keep Rebel Wednesdays going, cause that's what's going on right now. I'ma keep hitting all these damn mixtapes. I'ma keep being on Google, nigga. You already know what it is. That's what I do. Hey, that's what I do, cause I am Nova the Rebel.
What should I do? Wow, man. That is crazy. See that some shit? Look, y'all, we all up in this motherfucking country man trying to make some money, man. But while y'all making, y'all got to think about some things for the future. You know what I'm saying? You want to think about investing in mutual funds. You know what I'm saying? You might want to create you a pseudonym identity or create a business and start investing in some shit like yourself. And, you know, saving ain't going to get you rich. No. Investing and knowing how to get into the mutual fund market is better. You know what I'm saying? Right now, they're saying that it's 50 million motherfuckers that became millionaires through the real estate market in 2014. Okay? Short-term motherfuckers. So if y'all think about that shit, if you got the ingenuity to flip some shit, nigga, you can flip some houses, flip some cars. Because me personally, I was thinking about a little punk ass car lot. Gotta go to the auction. You know what I'm saying? Get a dealer license, man. Buy you a little punk ass garage and shine them bitches up once a year. You spend about 30 racks and make about 100. You straight for the rest of the year. Then auction time come, you go around, pick a few cars up, blah, blah, blah. Clean them up, fix whatever it is, alternator here, you know, wheel bearing there, bop. Sell that motherfucker for $3,000 and you spend $500. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. You got to think with your head, man. You stacking chips. I hear all these niggas talking about, nigga, I got stacks, and they walking around with them, but they ain't doing shit with them or walking around showing niggas. And then next thing you know, you hear about them motherfuckers. You know, you got to think, what can I do with this shit? I can't just keep it. I can't, you know, go to sleep with it. You know, I wake up, it's there. I'm going to go spend some more. I'm going to get it all. I'm going to get it. But then you got to make that shit last. You know what I'm saying? We get older and our bodies slow down a little bit. You know, we can't always do what we think we can do when we in our 30s and our 20s, you know, in our teens. Because I guarantee you, a 17-year-old nigga is fighting a 25-year-old nigga going to call him, oh, nigga. Come on, nigga. Boom. Then he dropped a little 25-year-old nigga and all his little 16 and 15-year-old niggas like, ooh, he dropped a grown man. That shit be funny. You know? So, y'all take care of yourselves, man. Just think. You know what I mean? You got your little income tax check. I heard motherfucking program on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Take your little income tax check and get you a house. You know what I'm saying? That sounds so motherfucking good. Sound good, man. Y'all need to check into that. It's your boy, E-Max, man. We got a lot of shit that's going on out here. So watch out for the motherfucking crooks. Watch out for the, you know, the people that's just out to, you know, rob your accounts and all of this and all of that shit. So y'all be cool. Keep your eyeballs open because I guarantee you, some motherfuckers is out to get you. Just like at Christmas time, they'll be out to get you at income tax time. All right, this is Ronnie B. Whatever. Hood Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
10-away vision. You ain't ready for this. Hey, Dez, I love you for this beat, man.
Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. Deadly and work left in dark. You come against me, I sink my teeth in you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron.
I'm that lyricist, a poet, better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back. See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss. And my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salaries. I got more rhymes than your body got calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
Bring up my rhymes to say them as your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a running, but you boo-boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man, serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction. From head to toe, I'm nothing but perfection. After hearing me rap, you say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, yeah. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically
or gunplay.
Whatever,
how you want it,
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 whatever,
yeah.
Hey, ma. What's that scent you wearing, baby? Is that J-Lo?
Yeah, I like it.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
Hey, what you wearing? What you wearing, ma?
Is that here? Damn, bitch, you smell good.
What? Fendi? Prada? What?
Yeah. Damn, bitch, you smell good. Hey, mommy, what you wearing? Is that J-Lo, or is that Donna Karen? Damn, bitch, you smell good. Or maybe it's that Usher. Her sin is unforgivable, so now I gotta rush. Damn, bitch, you smell good.
My man's putting on Mariah.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
That drink is sipping on white diamond.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
Rocking that Holly on that pad.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
Give me my hat. Damn, bitch, you smell good.
Know where my mommy's wearing Prada. That Gucci and Donna Karen. Sporting Dolce and Gabbana. That Louis has got me staring. Attracted to women, I love them, swear.
Love
what you wearing? I'm just acting. There's nothing like a woman's feel. And I inhale the fragrance. It takes me right to a place where I don't even say shit. While she making a booty shake, I'ma slap a baby fat. The club jumping, I dare Harley. Where my rocking ladies at? I been rocking that Ed Hardy. Get it shot, it got me moving in closer to take a whiff. Acting naughty like I'm hitting that Doja. Let me take a hit. Is it Keisha or Britney? Better he sold that Fendi. She said no, is he Bobby? Say Caprende for real. Mommy paying the top cost. Her ways about a skrill. Never wearing them knockoffs. I smell you, ma. Still I do you. Let the passion prevail. I'm shouting out to all my cougars with that patty.
Damn, damn, bitch, you smell good.
Hey, mommy, what you wearing? Is that J-Lo or is that Donna Karen?
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
Or maybe it's that Usher. Her sin is unforgivable, so now I gotta rush.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
My pants tilting on Mariah.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
That's like a Simpson on my dime.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
Fucking that Holly on that pad.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
Give me my hat to act.
Damn, bitch, you smell good.
I smell the scent as she answers the
they are rapping they tits now. This is what it is, I am wearing my flow. And I'm sorry you can't buy it, you can't find it on the show. I done strolled through the club, left them all a little woozy. I smell so damn good, they ain't focused on my booty. This time, the club's mine, hypnotized mine. When I unwind, yep, smell my shine. The crowd is trying to get me, but I'm too much to touch, so they can't do nothing with me. Been a little tipsy, had too much to drink. Or maybe you just smell some of this poison I be. Did it cut ya? Did it touch ya? Take too much to drug ya? I bet you leave the club running home to tell your mother.
Damn, bitch, you smell good. Hey, mommy, what you wearing? Is that J-Lo, or is that Donna Karen? Damn, bitch, you smell good. Or maybe it's that Usher. Her sin is unforgivable, so now I gotta rush. Damn, bitch, you smell good. Like Paris Hilton or Mariah. Damn, bitch, you smell good. That's what you're sensing, oh, I dine. Damn, bitch, you smell good. Fuck in that Halley or that Passion. Damn, bitch, you smell good. Give me mine, I had to ask. Damn, bitch, you smell
hey,
good.
I smell the scent as she enters the door. She hella thick in that Christian Dior. Slow it down, man, you're moving too fast. Some nice tits with a whole lot of ass. I smell the scent as she enters the dough. She hella thick in that juicy control. Now slow it down, man, you're moving too fast. She turning next when she passed. Damn, bitch, you smell good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 646-478-0944. Man, there's some shit out here. Excuse me. There's some shit out here for your ass. You see what I'm saying, man? You got to figure out a way to make your future last out here, man. Ooh-wee. Oh, shit. Somebody bugging at the police. Oh, ooh, yeah, I know what it is. Just looking at some shit that's going on in the city on the news. Damn. I'm gonna tell y'all, boy. Shit, so they just staged some shit to make themselves look good. Whatever. This is what I'm saying. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because you know, if a motherfucker was fighting at the cops, shooting at the cops, the motherfuckers wouldn't be talking about they subdued this motherfucker. It'd be another killing. They killing niggas for moving their hands too quick. Okay? 12 to 1200. They're shooting at you. Okay? And they only put us on TV, but they got all kind of white motherfuckers in peril too. You know what I mean? And they probably mad because how come the niggas getting all the motherfucking attention again? Oh shit, sorry y'all. It ain't even February. Man, this shit is crazy. We have fun here, y'all know. Let me tell y'all right now, man, y'all motherfuckers got to get a little bit more into some of the shit that's going on out here. Because it's a reason. And if you don't know, if you don't pay attention to the shit that they put right in front of you, you ain't gonna never fucking know, okay? Never know. So, y'all keep that shit going, man. I'm gonna play another song while I get some info, because I know they're gonna talk about President. We'll be back in a few minutes. You understand what me say, man? Listen to Dr. Claude Anderson.
What the power structure really want is what we call unearned income. Slavery was nothing but unearned income for whoever owns the slave. And once slavery ended, that's where Wall Street came from. Wall Street was based on slavery. Everything that blacks were producing went to Wall Street then. And now that all that money that's amassed on Wall Street is still producing unearned income. All that money is producing a regular salary for people. It's in stocks and bonds and dividends. They don't have to work. Never had to work. But we're going to talk about that later on. So what I'm saying now is that you're going to have this massive influx of immigrants into the country that are better equipped. They don't have your legacies. They don't have your disadvantages. They're walking across the border. They're going to get a free lunch. They don't have to pay dues. But you got public policies in this country that are equating them to black folk. They're equating them to black. And what we've allowed them to do starting in 1970 is to wrap themselves in black folk suffering. Pretend somehow they suffered along with black folk. And therefore, whatever program is created under this misguided label called minority, that they are equal to you and over you. And we're going to deal with that whole concept of minority in a few minutes, too. So that's the problem with the influx of immigrants. And what they are doing is coming into the country and doing what we've never been allowed to do and we've never been bright enough to do in some senses. Is to build your own communities. You got to build your communities. You see, every group that when they leave their homeland, the last thing they do is look in the mirror. They look in the mirror and say, I'm going to America. And I'm going to go to America. I'm going to find me a community or neighborhood. Or I'm going to build one with people who look like me. And so that's why you go all over this nation, where they're coming out of Asia, you will find Vietnamese towns all over California, little Cambodia. You'll find a Chinatown in every major city. You'll see the Hispanics come in. They'll build little Mexico or little Havana or little Hialeah. You find little Italy's, French towns, German towns, Greek towns, Polish towns, but you cannot find one black town. And we are the only people that keep trying to integrate. We are the only people, rather than looking in the mirror and saying, I see somebody that looks like me. I want to go find and build me a community of people who look like me. We are doing just the opposite. That's your second problem, is inappropriate behavior of black folk. We keep looking in the mirror and saying, I want to get away from everybody that looks like me. You can't have any power and wealth doing that. If you don't have a community, you cannot rebuild Los Angeles without a black community. If I cannot come in this city, you can tell me where every black lives, where he stays, where he works. You don't have a community. And all of you that want to go in business, don't waste your time. You cannot start a business and operate without a town or a community. Why can't you do it? Because without a community, you have no market. If you don't have a market, every black will go by your store at 200 miles an hour heading for the suburbs and heading for the malls. And then that's why you got this major displacement of capital out of the black neighborhood. And I tell black folk, if you want to go in business today, don't do it. Give me the money. I need it. Because you're going to go bankrupt. 80% of all black folk that go into business under the present system, you will go bankrupt within 2 years. You will lose your money within 2 years because you don't have a market. And see, that's how the other groups function. They have their own markets, their own communities. And we're going to talk about that a little later on, too. See, the good Reverend Dr. Price, he gave me 2 hours to talk to y'all, so I'm going to get to all those points, okay? So we got major problems. That's the second thing, is dealing with this influx of immigrants. And what I'm telling you is that they're not coming in here to be your partner or your ally. They're coming in to compete with you. And your black organization and your black leadership in this country is afraid to teach black folk how to compete with all these other groups. And they're afraid because they keep trying to create allies with them. You cannot ally with anybody who's planning on supplanting you. You see, if you go check the Council of La Raza, you check the Council of Salalah, if you check the National Hispanic Defense League, if you check the National Hispanic Party, the first thing that all of them have is to change the issues in this country from white and black to white and Hispanic. They're planning on supplanting you. When the National Hispanic Party started in Miami in 1974, I was in the governor's office there. I was the only black in politics. That was the first item on their agenda, saying by the year 2000, they want to take blacks out of the equation. And that's why, as Dr. Price has said, that's why they control South Florida.
Gaddafi said something to some Arab students going to study in France. The press quoted as being he was cruel, he was racist, he had no manners. Maybe he didn't say it the best way, but he told me, I'm sending you to France, get an education in engineering, and in the basic sciences, I'm not sending you to France to look for a wife.
That's right.
If you want a wife, you send to Libya to get one. And I want one thing thoroughly understood. I want you to be good patriots. I want you to be good Arabs. And you cannot produce a good Arab between the legs of a European woman.
Exactly right. Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy E. Max, and that was Dr. Claude Anderson with also with Dr. John Henry Clark. Just a little bit of information for y'all, some shit to grow on. You know what I'm saying? That we always get into right here on Hood Talk Radio. I know I had a couple of calls. You know what I'm saying? I apologize for not getting y'all, but I'm doing five things at one time. But I thought it was appropriate. You know what I'm saying? That we got a little bit of information that just might help. You know what I'm saying? But on one side of the coin, you know what I'm saying, it's a choice to be made. And on the other side of the coin, their choice says to make. So you know what we got to do, man. Get our shit together and try to make everything work out just the way you plan it to. But you got to get up off your ass and start somewhere. You know what I mean? Just thinking about it is cool, but to go ahead and not do anything about it, that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? So there's still a lot of shit going on out here, man, and we try to make everything right. Do not forget this Saturday night coming up. The doors open at 6, and we're going to have some shit going on at the OPN, People's Community Center. Cypher Mania's in the house, man. It's going to be too many damn names, people that's going to be on the list, you know what I'm saying? So y'all come on out, kick it Saturday night, hang out. If y'all are scheduled to perform, get there early, because you know what I'm saying? I really don't like all these motherfucking flash drives and shit going to my computer. So I'm trying to set up a device so you sons of bitches ain't got to do that no more. Ha, ha, ha. It's your boy, E-Max, the Image Man, and I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in on the internet. That's some cool shit. Been watching them numbers, and they always rising. Man, we here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. unless otherwise specified. You know what I'm saying? We also got Hood Tunes Radio on Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. You know what I'm saying? It's Cleveland Standard Time. And you can also rock with Al Porter and the Man in the Streets on Monday nights from 9 to 10. You know what I'm saying? So y'all keep that shit right, you dig? And just let the motherfuckers know you don't give a fuck what they're talking about and keep your motherfucking ass in the right place. We always got something new for you, man. Don't forget, we focus on a lot of the artists in the city. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all got some music, go ahead and send that shit to emaxtheimage1@gmail.com. That's EmaxtheimageJ, the number one, at gmail.com. And if I was, you know, speaking a little bit too fast, so the fuck what, all right? Who gives a fuck? For the kids, man, y'all need to do the day. you can get your own. Y'all know what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Some things in life will never change. Want to send a shout out to Joe Legacy out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? Black House Sound, man. This your boy E-Max. I'm a little turned up. It's getting kind of late. You know, we get up, go to work in the morning and shit, man. But damn. You know what I'm saying? Just to kick it sometimes. Feel good. Feels good. Y'all know what's up. Keep that shit in y'all motherfucking head. Don't let your life drag your ass down, man. You got to stay up sometime. You know what I'm saying? Bite the grip in the morning and you'll know how I feel. But, you know, get your shit together, man. It's about to be income tax return time. Y'all motherfuckers keep your eyes open. Stay the fuck up. And we'll be at you next week. But look out for Al coming up this Monday. All right? Don't let these tracks take y'all out of here. Peace. This your boy E-Max. I'm out. Every day.
Man, why'd you always bother your wife for shit, man? Move. Move, man. I ain't trying to hear that shit right now.
Keep it steady, so I hope you understand that I ain't ready.